All right, while we get set up, I'd like to welcome our next speaker, Özcan Uz, to the stage. He is a founding member and president of the Free Software Association in Turkey and a founding member of Hackerspace Istanbul. He's going to give a critical defense of GNU-PG that frames user-owned cryptographic keys as the only defense against digital feudalism. So help me welcome to the stage, everyone. You are now.
Okay. So, hello, and thank you for coming at an early hour, because some stands are still like building up. It's a huge crowd. Thank you for coming in. I'm going to talk, I'm probably going to defend GNU-PG today in this talk. So he made a great introduction, but if you ask who am I, I'm a daily and regular user of GNU-PG. I do and use GNU-PG encryption, authentication, like in a daily basis. And I'm a founding member of Free Software Association in Turkey, Özgür Yazılım Derneği, and Hackerspace Istanbul. Unfortunately, it's defunct right now. And we wrote a book for end users, mainly. It's a security guide, basically, to tell people how to like survive in digital spaces. So, this talk is based on an article published in our association's website 6 years ago, but things never change. So the cycle comes again. Every year, in every 6 months, every 2 years, a blog post, a video, something just shows up and says, GNU-PG is dead. By the way, in this slide, I use GNU-PG or GPG, but it mostly covers OpenPGP as well. And the reasons are usually the same. It's too hard to use. It's too old. I don't know what this means. It's too complicated for normal users. It's funny. Too nerdy and sometimes replaced with something else. And there are some other like things that says you cannot secure your email anyway because it will leak your metadata and it has no meaning. Only nerd use, so it's lame. Basically, you are like a group of crypto nerds and you do it together. Web of trust is broken, so why don't you just leave it? I installed, you can insert any app here, like we have a bunch of them, from some proprietary store, and now I'm fully secure. Like, I don't need anything to do else. And from like from the nerdy side, we usually got something like GNU-PG has an irrelevant issue on the level of NSA, like a vulnerability only like covers you if you're an Edward Snowden level someone. And now that's why it's obsolete, so switch to like modern crypto. And unfortunately, this is the saddest part, I have nothing to hide. So why you like need to encrypt something? So these people usually assume that users are stupid and lazy. And security must be invisible for that. Like, freedom is optional, they say. It's not. It's essential. Because if you give up from your freedom, you give up freedom for everyone else. And they say if it's not perfect, it's worthless. We're not Edward Snowden. There are threat models. So nothing is perfect. We are trying to make things perfect. And almost always, it comes to someone else should manage identity. And yeah, it's not a UX debate. It's about power. Like, who controls your keys? your identity. Who do you trust about this? How do you revoke your keys? And about the continuity. So here comes the term digital feudalism. And you know, the eras in human history usually named after the most valuable thing, the valuable property. For example, the Iron Age. In the Iron Age, iron was the most valuable thing. Who has iron has the power. They had weapons, they had agricultural tools, everything. And now we are living in digital era. So, who owns digital identities rules the world, basically. And now, unfortunately, our infrastructure is owned by just a few companies. GAFAM, Fang. We were talking about, at the previous talk here, we were talking about Cloudflare, right? Like, it went down and the half of the internet collapsed, basically. But the value is produced by many. We all use technology. So, you don't need to understand, is the nerve serfdom? Because some companies gives you a package that will make you safe. You don't need to understand how it's working. You don't need to understand the technology, the idea behind it. We will just handle the thing. Just download an app and be the safe. You know WhatsApp? WhatsApp works like this. It says there is an end-to-end encryption. You just download the app and it will work. But GNUPG actually comes from a different era. The era when the hacker culture was leading the technology. And the user responsibility was a thing. As I said, if you say the users are lazy and stupid, it's basically saying, like, users cannot have the responsibility to handle, like, their keys, their infrastructure, their encryption. And back then, there was no app stores, there was no walled gardens, and no invisible cryptography. So yes, GNUPG is hard if you compare to the others, but so were computers. 20 years ago, there was a term about knowing how to use a computer. Computers were not like that. Not everybody was using them. And within the time, the complexity didn't disappear. If you look at the low level, the complexity is still there. But we built a layer on it. The complexity disappeared. Not disappeared, it was hidden under a layer. So now, we lost our right to fix on so many software and hardware. We lost user autonomy. We lost inspectability, especially on proprietary software. And the encryption followed the same path. The capital wants to control the crypto. So now, privacy is a product. Apple sells you the privacy. Meta sells you the privacy. Because the fear is profitable. This is the main idea of the capital, as Karl Marx said. And the control still remains centralized. We trust on the central authorities. So, okay, I'm talking about mostly proprietary software and like big corporations. So when you say, just use Signal. Signal is an excellent software. Like, they have solved so many problems. Okay, we have forward secrecy right now. And the usability is great. But it's basically a walled garden. Because we don't have federation. Not only that, but also, if we have F-Droid users, there was a project a few years ago. It's named Frequency, I guess. It was another client of the official Signal software. And they threatened the developer to remove it from the F-Droid. So they said, Signal server, the one runs on the signal.org, is ours. So you have to use the official app from signal.org. You can build your own server, but you cannot build an app for our server. So it's basically a walled garden, and your identity is app-bound. You cannot remove the identity from the app. It ties with Signal app. So, just use Matrix, you can say. Matrix solves one of the problems of the Signal. Yes, the protocol is open and it has federation. But still, it's mostly about instant messaging only. And the cryptography on Matrix is usually bounded with the purpose. And also, it's not mandatory. Like, you can use Matrix without any encryption. And it's not a general identity system. And also, like, if we are talking about using something easy, on Matrix, I'm personally using Lineage.js. And for FOSDEM itself, like, so many dev rooms are using Matrix to chat. Just try to, like, use push notifications on the element.io. And you will see if it's easy to use and set up or not. So there is a pattern. Modern tools on cryptography are usually single-purposed, like instant messaging, and it's all. And there is a provider on the media, and you use their servers or their protocol. The key management is opaque. Have you ever seen any Signal message literally on the encrypted? Probably not, because it handles everything for you. It's opaque. And the identity is not portable. Sometimes it's tied to your device. Sometimes it's tied to your account. So what GNU-PG gives you, basically, at this point? The key sovereignty. You have your key. You have your identity. You can export it either in binary format or plain text format. You can see it. You can revoke it. It's one of the most important features of the GNU-PG. You can generate a revocation certificate and use it to revoke your key if you lost your key or your key is compromised. It's a great feature. You can extend your key, add new identities. Like, if it's expired, you can extend anything. You can backup your key, either in a file or in a paper. This is a GNU-PG private key. You can hold it in your hand, either in this form or in that form, or maybe in that form. It's a GNU-PG smart card. This is my key. And this is my key too. And there is a paper backup in Istanbul for me. And this is my key as well. So we can go offline forever. If internet goes under blackout right now, GNU-PG keys are still usable because we have it in our hands. By the way, if you want to backup it, you can print it like this as well on QR codes. So now it's machine readable. There was a tool back then, but now it's written in Python 2, I suppose. So I wrote a tool to put your keys like this. It's you can find it on the description in FOSDEM website. So it's basically identity without any permission. Like there is no central authority, no mandatory server, no owner of anything. You own the key and you own the trust. No phone number, no account. You are your own certificate authority, basically. And if it comes to the authority of trust, I need to mention something, like to mentioning Signal. If you want to download Signal from the official website, there is a method of verification. Is there anyone who does it? It verifies via the fingerprint of the HTTPS certificate, basically. But HTTPS certificates are usually bound on some certificate authority, the CA. And in the CA list of your system, there are certain entries from governments. For example, in Turkey, there was an authority called TurkTrust. And it's like government-owned. So they created wildcard certificates on google.com, gmail.com, whatever. And via that, they were doing man-in-the-middle attacks. You cannot avoid it. Everything is like vulnerable. But if you have the key and you have the trust, you can like determine your level of trust. It will not be a problem. So there is a thing called Web of Trust. Now, whenever you see or you say Web of Trust, in case of GNU-PG, people usually say it's gone. Like the SKS servers are gone. They're full of spam, full of bloat. So it's dead. It's not dead. Yeah, the servers are full of spam, but trust is social. You trust to people, basically. And trust is revocable as well. If something is compromised, you can revoke it. We have a web of trust in Istanbul within our friends. And when we come to conferences like FOSDEM, CCC, or Wikimedia Hackathon, we made signatures. And with only 3 signatures from Richard Stallman, some Debian developers, and some people from Canonical, you will probably have a really good web of trust. And it just works. It's like when you trust someone at a high level, and if they trust someone at the same level, you automatically trust them. People run it, not companies, not big corporations. Yeah, this is the thing. Forward secrecy is missing. It's the main feature of Signal. It's true, but GNU-PG protects identity. So it has a feature coming from this. It has long-term verifiability. If you can verify something today, you will probably verify it in the next. I mentioned about this, but threat models matter. When we wrote the article I mentioned before, OpenPGP has no post-quantum cryptography stuff, and this was the whole topic. Like, GNU-PG has no post-quantum support, so it's useless right now. Is there anyone see a quantum computer in their life? It will probably be a problem from 50 years from now. But you know what? We will probably, like half of us, let's say, will probably dead within like 60 years. So the thing is, actually, nothing is perfect. So trying to make it perfect is a good effort. But like discarding it because of not being perfect is not sustainable. GNU-PG is well implemented, and it has durable access. So you have one key, and it has many uses, including but not limited to. You can encrypt your email. If you install Dino, you can encrypt your instant messages, files, backups. It can be used as digital signature. Like, if you want to contribute to Ubuntu, for example, they want you to sign code of conduct with your GNU-PG key, because it's tied with your identity. Packages. If you install something like sudo apt install some package, Firefox, it uses GNU-PG to verify. Mostly, the transmission is not over HTTPS because of the same reason. Why do we need to trust some central authority when we have an opportunity to trust ourselves? We can, 1 minute, okay. Code signing just works. If you use GitHub, GitLab, Codeberg, you can sign your commits with GNU-PG. Passwords, everything. So you have one backup strategy, one identity, and you have hardware tokens, as I mentioned. So GNU-PG is not an app. It's never meant to. It's not server bound. Email is not that. We have a dev room about this. So if you want, just need to install an app, installing an app will not give you privacy, because privacy is a human matter, not a software matter. But you can still try OpenKeyChain. And using GNU-PG with OpenKeyChain is way more easier than opening an account in X. I meant anywhere, but X, the Twitter, is still applies. And yeah, security requires an ordinary doubt. So being alerted on privacy is better than vulnerability caused by just laxity. And the real risk is calling GNU-PG too hard is usually means accepting users should not control your own identity. And that's why GNU-PG is not obsolete right now. GNU-PG is an idea, basically, with no authority. And the ideas are bulletproof. It survived crypto wars, political pressure, black propaganda, and it will survive after that. Thank you. If you have questions, I will be around, and you can use my stuff as well.
Exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, if you have any questions for Uzgan, please go ahead and find him after this. We're going to go ahead and get changed over now. As like as. as